All right, we're going to talk about procurement control. And procurement control process also has a financial management or component that involves monitoring, ideally. So, you know, procurement is a very crucial aspect of my project. Why? Because procurement is something that may delay my project. It can have direct impact over my cost, direct impact over my schedule, and direct impact over my scope. So hence the financial angle of it has to be really negotiated well. I if you remember, we started off with that I'm going to talk more on negotiation. So the aspect of negotiation stays here, that it has to be win-win. So when we say win-win, what do we mean by that? We're talking about that the other supplier or the party that you're talking to receives what they feel and feel successful about the deal, and you receive and get what you feel successful about the deal. And hence procurement is a process. So in which you need to have your fallback position, you need to have your aspect of different vendors, your options. You need to know what is the best alternative for the negotiated trade that you are asking from your supplier, which is ideally called as BATNA, B-A-T-N-A. So B-A-T-N-A, I'll repeat, it is best alternative to negotiated agreement. That's how it is called. It's BATNA. You can search it on internet and you will get a lot of information. A beautiful book that you can read is Negotiate to Win, and it's a win-win process. Negotiation is a win-win process. So in the process, you need to ensure that nothing comes free. So everything that you give, you need to get something as the similar value of it. So and you have to give back the similar value to your vendors and customers. Hence, use and work with them, with your partners, as with your vendors as partners, and not as only suppliers relationship. If you have a better relationship with your suppliers, you will find that they are okay and ready to negotiate in terms of time of delivery, in terms of cost, in terms of they might give you credits, they might give you a faster delivery. So a lot of these things happen if you have a strong relationship with your suppliers. So let's look at and read through what's there on the slide. The slide says that procurement control process has also has a financial management component that involves in monitoring and of the supplier. This ensures that payment terms defined within the contract are met, and that supplier compensation is linked to supplier's progress as defined in the contract. If you look at it, what's written on the slide here, it says to the principal concern when making one of the principal concern while making the payments to supplier is that there is a close relationship of payment made to the work accomplished. So you do not give anything in advance, but you complete the task and then do it. So element or a strategy that a lot of organizations use is complete the task and get the money. So of course it also depends upon what kind of organization are you working with, in which there are few organizations who only work on advances. So one of the, as I told you, let's consider Rolls-Royce. So Rolls-Royce is a company, unless you pay them complete amount, okay, sanctioned complete amount, and it is made to order, they will not be delivering your vehicle. So that's simple mechanism of how few suppliers work in terms of their payment structures. The procurement control process reviews and documents how well a supplier is performing or has performed based on contracts and establishes corrective actions when needed. This performance review may be used as a measurement of supplier's competency for performing similar work in future. Similar evaluation are also carried out when it is necessary to confirm that a supplier is not meeting the supplier's contractual obligations and when the buyer contemplates corrective actions. Let's look at the other aspects of it, which says procurement also includes capturing necessary details for managing early termination of the contract. As I told you, every risk will first give you a signal, a warning. So if I have everything documented, it gives me an early intimation that my supplier is not or will not be able to give me what I'm expected out of him, and you can terminate the contract on a little early basis. For cause, convenience or default, in accordance with the termination clause of the agreement, these details are used in the close procurement process to terminate the agreement. Agreement can be amended to any time prior to the contract closure by mutual consent in the accordance with the change control term of the agreement. Such amendments are typically captured in writing. What are the inputs that you require? Of course, the first input that you require is a project management plan, and everywhere you will require this. So your project management plan becomes most important for any kind of control and monitoring process. A project management plan describes how procurement process will be managed for developing procurement documentation through contract closures. Procurement documents are like my legal contracts that I will have with my vendors and my suppliers. So procurement documents contain complete supporting record for administration of the procurement processes. This includes procurement contract awards and the statement of work. So this is also called as SOW in that's the gloss, one of the glossaries of project management when it comes to assigning tasks to suppliers. Approve change requests. If there's any kind of an approval in terms of changes that have been made in terms of procurement, I need to have those documents as well. So it becomes one of my resource which tells me how do I do the procurement. So approved change requests can include modification of the terms of the contract, including the procurement statement of work, pricing, and description of the product, services or results to be provided. All procurement related changes are formally documented in writing and approved before being implemented through the procurement control process. So hence change request is important. Few of the inputs that you more require is, of course, as I said, you require an agreement within the parties, so you and your buyer or your supplier. So agreement is an understanding between parties, including understanding of the duties of the each party. So what is expected as an action is been defined in a document. That's called as an agreement. Work performance report is supplier's performance related documentation, includes your technical documents. How equipped is the supplier? So supplier develop technical documentation and other deliverable informations are provided in accordance with the terms of contracts. Similarly, work performance information has the supplier's performance report indicates which deliverables has completed and which has not completed. Work performance data will tell me the extent of which quality standards are being satisfied by my supplier. The cost has been incurred or committed, and identification of suppliers' invoices that have been paid. All the data is collected as a part of your project execution. Now, this takes us to the other aspect of procurement, which talks about the tools and techniques that I have. So contract change control system is one of the techniques. So contract change control system defines the process by which can be modified. It includes the paperwork tracking system, disputes resolution procedures, and approval levels necessary for authorizing changes. The contract change control system is integrated into the change control system. Procurement performance review is the second tool that can be used. A procurement review is a structured view of the supplier's progress of deliver project scope and quality within costs on schedule as compared to the contract. It can include a review of supplier prepared documentation and buyer inspection, as well as a quality audit conduct during supplier's execution of the work. So that's the complete. So this will help you to, if you are the buyer, it will help you to have audit done before you buy your get your stuff in, quality controls, checks to be done, so that whatever you get is a correct material what you're expecting. That's how the procurement performance review happens. The objective of the performance review is to identify performance successes or failures, progress with respect to the procurement statement of work, and contract non-compliance. which allow the buyer to quantify the supplier demonstrated ability or inability to perform work. Such review may take place as a part of project status review, which would include key suppliers. Let's look at this and the tools and techniques used for procurement control. Inspection and audits. Let's look at this. Inspection and audits, we've already spoken about them. I'll just read through the slide. Inspection and audits required by the buyer and supported by the supplier as specified in the contract can be conducted during execution of the project to verify compliance in a supplier's work process or deliverables. In authorized by contracts, some inspections and audit teams will include buyer procurement personnel. Performance report, we'll move on and we'll talk about work performance data and report supplied by suppliers and evaluated against the agreement required. Work performance information from this evaluation is then reported as is appropriate. Performance reporting provides management with information about how effectively the supplier is achieving the contractual objectives. Payment systems payments to the supplier are typically processed by the accounts payable system of the buyer after certification of satisfactory work by an authorized person on the project team. All payments should be made and documented in a strict accordance with the terms of contract. Now, this is post. So, if you look at the procurement process, does not end once the material is in. It starts off with you asking for the indent, that is the statement of work, and it closes when the payments are done. So that is how the entire process finishes. So I'm arranging a party in my office. Let's imagine this, all right? And it's a huge party because it's a, like, we've grown to $10 million company, and there's a huge party, 5,000 employees of the company. So it's a big event. In that process, procurement will begin for a lot of things. So right from the venue to the food to the to if there is a party, if there is if there is a dance, if there are event management companies involved into it, your payments are delivered once you are able to, once your supplier is able to give you exactly what he wants. So the way is, in this example, say the event management company has planned around 8 activities. However, during the execution, they were only able to execute 5 activities. Now, in that case, a procurement manager can go back to them and tell them that 8 were finalized, you've given us 5, hence you've not completed the task. They might come out with reasons, they might give you all the validated reasons, but that gives you an opportunity to save your cost. And that's exactly why payments are actually kept last in terms of executing the contract. Let's look at the other techniques that we have. It's called claim administration. So contested charges changes are potential constructive changes contested changes and potential constructive changes are those requested changes where the buyer and the supplier cannot reach an agreement on compensation for the change or cannot agree that change occurred. These contested changes are variously called claims, disputes or appeals. Claims are documented process monitored and managed throughout the contract life cycle, usually in accordance to the terms of contract. And that's where a lot of legal matters and legal issues and courts and a lot of claims are actually made when people do not get on to consensus. And now there is a third party that is involved, maybe a government, maybe a independent solicitor, maybe an independent mediator to close that issue. And that's exactly why procurement becomes more important. Because if you remember, the moment I get into this kind of issue, it's going to impact my time, it's going to impact my cost. So schedule and cost gets impacted, my scope changes, my scope gets impacted, my project gets into a delay. And that's exactly what is the complete arena of understanding why procurement becomes more crucial. Some tools and techniques. We'll continue on this. If the parties themselves do not resolve the claim, it may be to be handled in accordance with alternate dispute resolution. Typically followed procedure established in the contract. Settlement of all claims and disputes through negotiation is a perfect method. And that's exactly how I started the entire procurement method, that it is important that you negotiate well with complete transparency and do not give surprises or neither get surprises from your supplier. A record management system is used by the project manager to manage contracts and procurement documents and records. It consists of specific sets of processes, related control functions and automation tools that are consolidated and combined as part of the project management information system. The system contains a retrievable archive to contract documents and correspondence. Output of procurement control process. Let's look at what are the outputs that we have around this. Work performance information. I'll read through and it's very, very easy to understand. Work performance information provides a basic basis for identification of current and potential to support claim or new procurement. By reporting on the performance of vendors, the organization increases knowledge of the performance of the procurement, which supports improved forecasting, risk management, decision making, and also assists resolving a dispute with the vendor. Work performance information includes compliance reports, which provides a mechanism to track specific deliverables expected and received from vendors. Contracts, compliance, report system, support improved communication with vendors so that potential issues are addressed promptly to satisfy all the parties. So if there is an issue, proactivity, remember the word proactivity in this. Change request to the project management plan, its subsidiary plan and others component such as the cost baseline and procurement plan may result from the procurement control process. The change requests are processed for review and approval through the integrated change control process. So understand that and make it more viable. Requested but unresolved changes can include direction provided by the buyer or action taken by the supplier, which the other parties consider a constructive change to the contract. These constructive changes may be disputed by one party and can lead to a claim against the other party. So this is where my change request will have helped me a lot in when I am claiming to the other party. Few more outputs, of course. Here is management plan, and you update. You get more updates on your management plan. You get more procurement management plan is more made better. Is updated and reflects any approved changes request that affects procurement management, including impact on cost and schedule. Schedule baseline is if there is a slippage, right? So what do you mean by slippage? Slippage is that impacts overall project performance. Slippage is if I missed something during my process, it comes out in my schedule baseline. May need to be updated to reflect the current expectations. Similarly, cost baseline, it gives me, if there are changes, it impacts my overall project cost. The cost baseline may need to be updated if there is a change in procurement. Project document updates, of course, it's a document that maybe, you know, if you look at it, project documents that may be updated include, but are not limited to, procurement documentation. Procurement documentation may also include contracts and subordinate schedules, requests, unapproved changes, and proved changes. Procurement documentation also includes supplier-developed technical documentation. Now, what do you mean by that? It means his specifications that he's given, that how your work is going to be completed. What are the machineries he's going to use? What are the tools he's going to use? What are the different resources he's going to use? So all of that is developed in a document and given to you as a supplier, as a buyer, or you have to give it to somebody when you are the supplier of that product. That document is what we're talking here, and other work performance information such as deliverables, how I'm going to deliver that project, by what time I'm going to deliver it, supplier reports and warranties, what all is in maintenance, what all is not in maintenance, what is there in warranty, what is there in guarantee, everything is being mentioned in a document. And of course, apart from that, the financial document, which talks about either it's a commercial invoice, pre-noted invoice, and a lot of other kind of financial documents which are required in terms of taxation, in terms of various government gives various leeways on some products and services that you buy. Typically, books. If you notice, there is no tax on books, so that's exactly how it is important to have all those documents. And the results of contract related inspections. Few of the outputs here we have is output on organizational process assets and correspondence. So I'm not going to talk on process assets, but I'm surely going to talk on correspondence. Contract terms and conditions often require written documents of certain aspects of buyer's communication, such as the need of warning of unsatisfactory performance and request of contract change or clarification. So this is something very crucial. How do I let my supplier know, or how does my buyer let me know that I am doing a correct job or he is doing a correct job? Important is that correspondence document. How are you going to escalate the matrix? So the escalation matrix is in place. So I know, okay, if he's not doing my task correctly, where do I need to go to escalate and ensure that it is clarified and made changes correctly? This includes the report results of buyer audits and inspections that indicate weaknesses of the supplier needs to correct. In addition to specific contract requirements for documentation, a complete and accurate written model or a written record of all written and oral contract communication, as well as actions made and maintained by both the parties. The next is, of course, payment schedules and requests. So there is a separate document that, okay, if say it's, you know, the latest deal that our government is trying to crack with France, having around 32 fighter planes. Now, you can't pay them upfrontly, right? So you need to have a payment schedule, and versus the work that is getting completed. So that's how you require a payment schedule and request. So all payments made should be made in accordance with the procurement contract's terms and conditions. Let's look at Supplier Performance Evaluation Document, SPED is what it is called, but it's also called as SPE, which is Supplier's Performance Evaluation. Supplier's Performance Evaluation Document is prepared by buyer. Such performance evaluation document, the supplier's ability to continue to perform work on a current contract, indicate if the supplier can be allowed to perform work on future projects, or rate how well the supplier performs or is performing for the project work. These documents form the project for early termination of the contract and determine how contract penalties, fees or incentives are administered. The performance evaluation results also have an impact on qualified suppliers list. Now, to give you an example around it, If you understand, see, we have these huge towers and buildings that get built in the cities. Let's understand, there is a builder, there is a developer, and there's a contractor. So if a builder is building up a building, he gives it to a contractor, ideally a civil contractor, and he gives a timeline to him, and he gives the quality parameters of how the building has to be constructed. The moment my contractor bridges that in terms of its quality or time, there is a penalty that's been put by the builder on the contractor, because it hits his complete overall project. So that's how these documents, so my contractor here, a building contractor, is now evaluated basis on his delivery of time, his delivery of cost, and the scope that he has to work in. So ideally, in this local term, it is called as a lock and key project. So what do you mean by that? That, okay, a builder has now got a building, he's made a plan, he's has an architect who's completely certified it, he has a civil contract, a civil guy or civil engineer who's made the RCC plan, and now he gives it and offshores the entire workload to a contractor. The contractor will ensure that there are people, there are material and all the rest of the things. The other management also happens is the builder procures all the material and only gives it to the contractor with his human resource and says, please go and execute this and help me do this in 18 months or 20 months. And I need this building of 15 floors in 20 months with this quality. So that's how evaluation happens, and people can be penalized. Even if supposedly the contractor is able to complete the job in 16 months, he also gets reward around it. So that's how this document will help you to monitor the entire thing. This actually takes us to the last slide of project management. And it's been a great journey with all of you for almost 12 chapters that we've completed. With any questions that you have, I'm sure you would want to interact. And whenever you have that, you can drop in those to your college. And when you drop it in your college would respond with the specific answers. I wish you all the best and be a great project manager, because we need all of you. Thank you very much.